This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been talking a lot on this program about businesses that have been hit hard by the pandemic. Bars and restaurants and airlines, you all know the list as well as I do. Also, been talking about businesses that have managed to thrive. A couple of big names come immediately to mind. Amazon, Walmart, Target. Not talked about quite as much, though. A whole slice of this economy that is doing just fine, thank you very much. The high end, the very high end. Marketplace's Nova Sappho went luxury watch shopping.
The second time around shop in Beverly Hills is aptly named. It sells vintage wristwatches.
This business was started by a third generation watchmaker slash jeweler. I purchased the business from him in 2013.
That's John Goldfarb. He used to be a mid-level executive in the auto industry. He likes this career better. Goldfarb's store is well known among vintage watch aficionados, partly because in the back, just like at an auto dealership, he can repair and service what he sells. Goldfarb employs watchmakers, such as Kit Mock, who can fix pretty much any vintage timepiece.
He's listening to the beats, and he can tell by the sound and the pattern what needs to be done and what, you know, just...
It almost looks like a watch EKG.
It is. It's called a vibrograph.
The vibrograph, which looks straight out of the 1950s, is the most high-tech thing here. There are dozens of watches on queue for repair before they're sold, and they're flying off the shelves almost as soon as they're fixed. Price tags run anywhere from $600 for a 1970s Vitnauer to $26,000 for a 1960s Universal Genève. No, I had never heard of those brands before either.
I always joke and say I sell a product I personally can't afford, but I think a good percentage of our customer base has a lot of income and are always going to have that income regardless of the economy.
And that's what's helped the luxury watch business endure the pandemic better than some other retailers. Demand for luxury watches, mostly Swiss-made, dipped right after lockdowns in March but recovered quickly. According to the Federation of the Swiss Watch Industry, exports of watches costing more than $3,000 are now basically back to where they were last year. Reginald Brack is a watch industry analyst at the MPD Group.
The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, meaning that that luxury segment is doing extremely well, that 3,000 plus, and it's actually had a twice as fast of a recovery as the remaining market.
Luxury brands have taken note. With brick-and-mortar stores closed over the summer, some have relied on splashy, Apple-like product unveilings on YouTube, Instagram, and elsewhere. Content aimed at watch enthusiasts like Paul Bragan of Washington, D.C., who's been stuck at home and consuming lots of watch-related content online.
In March and April, when I was talking to other collector friends, we'd ask each other, what rabbit hole are you down these last few days?
Bragan, who calls his watches mechanical art, is a senior partner at a consumer research firm. He's still working when a lot of Americans aren't, but he's still being careful about his watch budget, employing a strategy that might sound familiar to other types of collectors.
I've been fairly lucky that I've been able to reasonably well anticipate something that might be more popular in the next few years and buy that piece and actually have it appreciate in value.
Then sell and use the profits to buy another watch. Collectors are increasingly doing this online at retailers such as Watchbox, a company that saw 25% earnings growth in the first half of this year. Mike Manjos, who's in charge of trading at Watchbox, says the pandemic accelerated an online shift for luxury watch retailers, and that's helping brands too.
The market's expanding beyond kind of those super well-known brands because they can get exposure on the internet.
Manjos thinks post-pandemic, the industry will not revert completely back to its brick-and-mortar ways.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
And even at the second time-around shop, owner John Goldfarb says his shop's website and Instagram account are bringing in customers, making up for lost street traffic around his store in Beverly Hills.
A lot of people found us through our online stuff, but they want to physically touch and feel the watch.
In order to fully appreciate that fine piece of mechanical art. In Los Angeles, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.